I'll tell you what was rocking in the day. But about high, it would make me so weak. I couldn't understand how I would get so weak. Always when I had a meeting, I never wanted to be a Christian. Everyone knows you heard me tell my life story how I was called to do because my smoking and so forth, and I was just a young man. And I never wanted to be a Christian. You hear everything, you play football, and working a big school game out on the dam out there in the stadium. I wondered why that was. I could not understand. I just, the weekend, I passed completely out, you know. Had them taken out me hours before I even come to myself to know what was going on. I think somewhat about it. I was too sincere about it. But I thought too much about it. Set my mind on it too much. Said, you pray for John Doe's baby, forget about it. That's God's business to heal him. Said, you just think too much sincerely of it, but then when you do, it'll cause you to have a mental collapse. My nature is not, well, more like carrying on, but they told me I'd have to forget about the thing. I was too sincere. I don't believe you can get too sincere about the world of God. That's right. The more sincere you are, the better God can be. So they told me I might have a mental breakup. But I went along, and many of you almost noticed from the first time I was here, for a while, I would try to skip things from my mind. Taking divine healing probably before I was born. And I've seen him at 71 years old, and yet was more youthful than my first. Now, I looked at that, and I heard him say to the whole meeting for a year, night after night. Either it took my very life. Well, I did not understand how that was. I knew that I had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Brother Boswell said, he did receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That made us brothers. And God was the one who saved his soul. And then I wondered why he could hold up, and I could not hold up. And I thought, well, maybe that we would just have more of the Holy Spirit. And more than I would. Then I thought, well, that's where I kind of console myself with it. And I thought, well, I'm going to pray today. I'm going over in the morning, and I'm going to see if God won't give me more of the Holy Spirit now, so I can hold up more. Well, last night in the services, I really just the same as you and nervous again. I went home. I did not say anything to the loved ones, but this morning I got up early. I went out to the desert. And I just had to talk it over. I just couldn't understand. And he understands. And he knows all about it. So while out there on the desert stream, after a bit, after a prayer, the devil spoke of an audible voice, as you hear mine, as sometimes he does speak. But it just seemed as if something just come down and just said it. And it settled in my mind forever what it was. Something said, those men preach by the word, and this is a gift. Each person depended on their own faith, and this is by the gift. It's pulled out, takes from them. Now, I am not the gift of them. I believe that there is gift that you do. It's in this world. But the gift is what God sends down out of heaven, and it is occupied then by human bodies, or by anything that God wishes to put it upon. One day it was his choice to put it upon a brass serpent. And a pole.
I thank you all. Now while we're standing, will you remain standing just a moment to pray while we bow our heads to the rest? Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight because that this is another hour that we've been permitted this side of eternity to meet together and to worship thee in this symbol room. And we pray, Father, that thou wilt be with us tonight. May many great things be accomplished for the glory of God. Bless everyone that's here in divine presence now. Bless the service, the healing. May the great name of Jesus grow, O God, until it spreads forth till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Grant us, Father, bless us now and for the part of this service, for we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know any place I'd rather be this side of heaven than where I am now, standing here again tonight. Tomorrow night will be 1 year tomorrow night since I met you all. When I come here, I wondered if they told me I was going to a Spanish church, and I thought, well, I imagine they won't receive me, but when I got their hearty welcome, I've always wanted to come back again. So for 3 nights, now we have a service here, and then Sunday to be with another church over Sunny Slope, I believe it's called, and then Monday of 11th and 12th, down in Mexico, to see along. And I just wish we had plenty of time to go all over the country everywhere. And this is supposed to be my vacation now. It was in Miami last week, and we had quite a service in Miami. I was very tired, especially last night. Several hundreds of people passed through the line. The Lord did work, a great work in Miami. But then they told me to go home and rest because this would be a very hard sermon. I'm to begin now the 29th again at Pensacola and be there for 5 nights where we're putting two of the big circus tents together because there's no auditorium to speak to people. And then from there, I have 4 days to go about, I guess, 2,000 better miles to Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium of Kansas City. And then from there to Topeka and then back to at the Elgin, Illinois, and then over to Chicago, and then out to Washington, and up into Canada. Then the services continue on up until November, the 5th of November, of October, rather. And then from there, I get 3 weeks vacation. And then the next phase, we begin in South Africa, and we go from there then to Australia and other European countries for next year. And I'm sure that life as it is running out, and 1 more year is passed by, I'm thankful to look back behind and see that many things have been accomplished for Christ in this last year. And as I think of now, that we're facing a time that has never been known, where nations everywhere are breaking. We're in such an awful turmoil, and I truly believe that it will not be long until we see Him who we love coming in time, Jesus. And it's my determination by His help to try to do more this year than I did the year before by His grace. Some, after leaving here, at the end of the year, counting of some 35,000 definite cases of healing were done in our services by Jesus last year alone. That isn't just what someone testified and can heal. That's doctors' statement. And I don't know how many hundreds of different things of cancer, death, done, dying, and almost everything. Now, tonight, we have services on at 10 o'clock. Hospital. Tomorrow night, we know we should get the room tonight. And tomorrow night, we go right on all for the next week. Each day, every morning at 10 o'clock, Brother Garcia will be instructed for the saints' people on healing and on the way of giving your heart to Christ. Urgent for all people who understand Spanish to come out to their service. I realize it's many here, maybe tonight, present here from the city. Just at this time, I would like to introduce a guest of mine. I guess one of the most biblical authorities on divine healing has been in the United States for many years. Many of you know about his latest book. He's had much success. And I never thought when I was a little boy of reading his book that I'd ever meet him. I heard that he was gone to heaven years ago. But in Miami the other day, I met this dear Christian brother. He's very thrilling to meet him, and he's here with me tonight. And he's going to be with me, I understand, throughout this week's revival. He's next to my coming. Many of you know him. I want him to step up here and say hello to the people. And I'm sure he can speak it in Spanish, so he'll have to say it in English also. And that's Dr. F.F. Bosworth. I'm in here to hear him. Dr. F.F. Bosworth. All right. Brother Bosworth, thank you. I'm just going to for the first time. Been overworked for nearly every day for 30 years, ready for the sick. And we get out and we've received the past 10 years, 12 years, about 225,000 letters, both all prayer requests. And because of the neglect of that part of the gospel, the fact that God will heal, this is truly a part of the gospel that is as he was able to show, that we just see. And so if you worship on that, it just those few who do keep that and pray to take it, sit there with them to death. I've been praying God to raise up somebody, and I didn't know he was brought by the bank down here to get me. And I've been praising God night and day for his wonderful gift. All of you people are greatly favored in having a man come to you sent by God with a gift from the heavenly world. And let us pray much to you. God will use him. Bless all of you people. Thank you very much. I make me feel good for a man of that caliber to say those words. They bother me. To think, I guess he was preaching divine healing before I was born. That's quite an authority, isn't it? So now, I guess there's quite a few here to be prayed for tonight. How many that understand English here could say, raise your hands down here, be prayed for. Let's see your hands. That should be prayed for. All right? Quite a few. And of course, there's some here that don't understand English. But I'm glad to see some a little far in here again tonight. I wonder if tomorrow night, if I come a little early, if you're saying, only believe for me. You understand English, then? That's fine. That's fine. I got your pictures and I have it in my study, and I never look at it, but what I pray for God to bless the young lady, and she was so nice. A little young man is in there also with same bass, I believe, or something good, or I don't know nothing about singing, but every time I think of that Spanish word, oh yes, or something like, oh yeah, wasn't it? I heard everyone hear me or something, they all gave me a laugh, I know I sure butchered it up. And I said that, it was some lady that was deaf, and I felt the vibration leave her hand, and I knew that she was healed, but I couldn't make her understand. She's looking at me and smiling. I kept saying, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And the little boy said, tell her, oh yeah. And I said, oh yes, or something like that. And the lady, then when it was, the young lady's laughed, and I, well, anyhow, she heard, didn't she? That was fine. That was so she was healed. And so I was going down to Mexico next week and knowing two words, all you and see. Anyhow, we're going to visit with the people who know God. Now, just for a few moments to the English-speaking people and go all out, I want to speak to you just a few moments reading just a little bit of the Word. I think that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word. Is that right? The Word. If you can get your faith based upon one certain thing. Here, not long ago, I was facing a very hideous demon that was cursing me and spitting on me, trying to, and biting at me in a straitjacket. When I went to meet that demon, I knew that one thing, that first Christ died to free that man from that demon. That's the Word. I know the angel of the Lord came to me that night and spoke to me, telling me that nothing would stand before the prayer if I could get the people to believe me and would be sincere when I prayed. Therefore, I had a double witness. Then I could ask him through the name of Jesus Christ to come out of the person, and the man that took out of the straitjacket and went home normally in his right mind. Why? Because in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, oh my, every demon in hell is subject to that name. That's right. It's the name of all names. Jesus. It wasn't given by human lips. The Holy Ghost, the great Gabriel it was, came down and told Mary to call his name Jesus. And the first time that name was ever spoke by mortal lips, went into the ears of a mortal, a dead baby, and the mother leaped for joy. Gone to bed. See that one? 6 months without life, she sees life. But as soon as words come into her mouth, the babe leaps for joy. And if it'll make a dead person leap for joy, what ought it to do to one that's already alive? Is that right? And now, over in the Gospel of St. John, the fourth chapter, and beginning at the 46th verse, just to explain some. Now, I do not wish for anyone to be in a hurry. Always be just as white and just as calm and cool. Now, many things upon this gift has increased, and many things I have learned in the past year that I knew not while I was here the other time. And, of course, I believe as we go on, it'll just keep moving on and on. I trust that way. Anyhow, I believe that He will. And now, as you come to approach it, don't ever come in a hurry. Hey, Lewis, I knew that I would come there and send a plane and just bring me down there and back. Of course, I could not do that, so they sent him back word to the secretary. I don't get to answer any of the letters, so the secretary sent him a handkerchief or otherwise a little piece of ribbon, because we send out several thousand a week of them, and instructions on what to do with it, and they placed it upon the baby. And even the army doctor said it would never be normal again. And 4 hours from the time that the handkerchief was pinned on the baby, it was a normal child again. See, oh, God can do all things. I was just speaking last night evening after leaving at the car. The name is on one of their leading newspapers. Said one as good as the dead raised by prayer. And I'd send her a handkerchief or a ribbon, and she was in the last stage of a cancer. And 3 weeks later, her doctor pronounced her well. She was perfectly well. And it told all about the service. That just spread throughout, and literally hundreds and hundreds of letters from that part of the country pour in, asking for these handkerchiefs. Now, beginning next November, willing for foreign mission out of the North America continent to South Africa, and from Australia, and down through there. You'll be praying for me, won't you? Now, do it. And if any time I can do anything for you now, in writing me letters, personal letters, you understand why I can't answer personal letters. They've come in, there's hundreds and hundreds a day coming. So I couldn't answer them personally. But they'll be tended to. And now remember, these handkerchiefs, you'd wonder about them. Now, Brother Branham, what about them? Your letter might be a farm letter. Your answer to your letter might be from the secretary. But your ribbon has been personally prayed over by myself. Now, if you'll notice, many people anoint handkerchiefs. But if you examine the Bible, they wasn't anointed. They taken from the body of Paul. Is that right? Handkerchiefs are aprons. Now, what that is a blessing. Just like Elisha, he took his staff and told Gehazi to go lay it upon the child. For he knew what he touched was blessed. You say, well, Brother Bram, how do you ever do that? Well, when I'm in meeting, I go down and they send me hundreds of yards of half-inch white ribbon. And I take those and go to myself in the daytime. Take each one of them in my hand and pray for them. And pray that God will heal a person. And then send them back to the secretary and the different offices, and they rush those right out to the sick. The letter is a farm letter, but the ribbon has been individually prayed over. And praying with all the sincerity that I know to pray. For I think, what if my baby was sick? And I sent for some man to pray for it. I'd expect him to do it, wouldn't you? And I tried it as I can. And likewise with your prayers tonight. Now, this claim, so far as I know of, I've only known of one person that passed this pulpit and said I couldn't absolutely know that was perfectly delivered whatever they had. That was a young man with epilepsy. He passed over the pulpit. The spirit left him. Come back. It left him again. It come back. Well, I tried it even the third time. The boy would brighten up. He'd smile. He'd look around. In a few moments, I'd see him. Now that you might know, friend, Now listen real close. I'm going to get right down to it. But this house is given for the glory of God. Now, as I say this to you, or last night together, maybe for some time, you've heard me make this statement that from anything, seen nothing yet that it did not do, if you say that, unless I knew just that the person was going to die was revealed that. But do you know you can get in trouble with that? You know Moses did? Moses had power to smite the rock even the second time, which was firmly against the will of God, and even broke the whole program of God. Is that right? But he had power before God to do it. He smote the rock first, and the water didn't come, and he smote it again, and called for the water. And I never did think that, and do not many of us know that that wasn't the will of God, but the prophet had power to do it. But it kept him from going over into the promised land with his children of Israel. Now, many times when these things are cast out and I feel them come back, I just leave them alone, or I'm afraid. See, up in one of the meetings up, I believe it was in Vancouver recently, a blind woman, German woman, blind for years. As soon as the blind spirit was cast away from her, she began to speak out in German, showing her daughter standing there. They were all extremely blind. She turned her head to walk away and went back on her again. She come back, she cast out again. And it went, as she could see again, she was so elated. When she went away, it come back again.
When those two people come up different doctrines, not the same,
but with one heart and one heart.
Let every man be true.
As long as you take Jesus by one spirit, I'm members of the body.
Now, my body couldn't operate tonight with a big cancer on it, or with a big sore, or if I was upset somewhere, my whole body would be tore up. That's it. Hurt all around. Now, there's coming a confederation of churches. It's already in action. You know, each one. And they're confederating, and there's two great powers of moving in the world. You know what they are without telling. There's one communistic power, and the other is Catholicism and communism coming together. One against Christ, the other the Catholic Church. Those two powers are coming together. Every person in the world is going to be under obligation to take sides, one or the other. That's when the little Holy Ghost Church comes together. That's when the hall of critics for a long time, and I believe that God's going to hang it in a hall of fame one of these days. Persecution. Now, this is pioneering. When they call. Speaking with a man here. I spoke with him this morning. A minister belongs to another organization of churches. He came in here, and he stood on the platform. You know how the Holy Spirit fell last night in our meeting. He's standing here, he belongs to another. He said, brother, if... He said, I just rejoice with all of them. Now, that's the way to do it. If done something else, it would have been told. Just a few moments, it had been a hurt place because he was a minister. He was in the body. It had been a sore place on the body. But instead of that, he just gave his spirit in with it. And the whole, now, if that would work like in one little group of people like this, what would it work in the Hobbs church, you see? Well, if they all come together, it's hard to tell what would take place. Is that right? All with one accord in one place and settle them in heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Sister Garcia, now you got your all ready. I know all of you will like to. Sitting on the other side of the hill, I'll be over there, sitting on that bush listening at you. So look for me when you get there. That's very fine. How'd you like that? Fine. Oh, my. We got a record of that now, and we're. The brother's going to bring it. How many believe it's the Word of God? All of us do, don't we? All right, you that have it now, turn with me to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. A little familiar scripture here we wish to read, speak on it just for a few moments before going into the prayer line. Now listen close as we read the word. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land.
And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down the net for the draught. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and taken nothing, but nevertheless, with thy word, we'll let down the net. So when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the ship, that they would come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Shall we bow our heads just a moment for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for this another opportunity that we are permitted to be here in the house that's called by Your name, the house of God. We realize that this is a house of correction, a sanctuary, a case where we are indicted, and our indictments are pleaded. Now we pray, Father, that You'll forgive us of every sin and every trespass that we've done.